Welcome to Let's Talk Social. My name is Rich Hake, and I'm going to be diving into all things social media marketing, from tips and tricks that you guys can try to trends that you can implement on your page. We're here to help you navigate the ever-changing world us marketers go through. Join me as I discuss some of the impact that social media has had on our businesses to build better brand strategies to improve sales. Let's hop in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Social. This episode is going to be pretty short and sweet because it's actually a remake of a past episode from a couple years ago, and everything in the old episode holds true, but we have more information to give you this time around, along with an actual PDF handout that you can find on the Alpha Social Media website. Navigate yourself to our blog and then click on the episode title that you're watching or listening to this on. It should be something about how to maximize for reach and engagement, or how to post less to get more engagement, something of that sort. Whatever our team comes up with to name this to get more of you to click on it, of course. And so what we're going to be really talking about is the two ways to maximize your page's post for reach and for engagement, and that's going to be based on your follower size. So as you guys may know, as you get more and more followers, you actually have to modify how many times we're posting to our pages. And the extra little bonus nugget, apart from the handout on this episode, is actually going to be the type of post that you can be making to spread out across the number of posts that you're doing. So I've broken down the table on here, again, to maximize for reach, and then another one to maximize for engagement. But that's going to be spread out across the post type that you'd be making. So the four post types that we have here are just a static solo image by itself to the platforms, a carousel post. Those have been lifted in the algorithm lately. So that's posting, we recommend 3 to 10 images, or a reel or a story. And so we know reels are the vertical videos and stories are the content that disappears after 24 hours. And so the other thing that we're giving you guys in this episode is actually the type of content to put on there. And so those four content types to spread across the images, carousels, reels, and stories are the entertaining style post, the promotional style post, inspirational style post, and then lastly, the educational style post. Now, obviously, you need to modify this for your business and do whatever makes sense. If you're not the type of business that needs to be educating people, there's few in that category, but again, you can kind of tweak these numbers to mold to your system. This is just a good catch-all kind of benchmark for you to start at. So as we get into this, I wanted to just talk about the majority of the people who actually follow this page and I hear from and listen to the podcast, which is going to be in that 0 to 5,000 follower range. If you're anywhere above that, go ahead and check out the sheet. I just don't want to say too many numbers over the course of this episode or it's going to get pretty confusing. And we're really going to be talking about the two categories for maximizing reach and maximizing engagement. And when it comes to maximizing your engagement, you're going to be wanting to actually post less on a weekly basis than you would want to for maximizing reach. And the reason being is because if there's fewer posts there, they have a better chance of getting back to your current followers and actually, again, letting them have more engagement with those actual posts. If we're trying to maximize for reach, kind of get our name out there more, we're going to be making more posts on a weekly basis so that we have the opportunity for more people to actually find the page. And so again, we're going to be talking about the 0 to 5,000 follower range. The other two ranges listed on the sheet, if you're interested, are 5 to 15,000 followers and then 15 to 75,000 followers. Anything past that, I would gladly entertain a DM on how to take that away. Again, there's just not that many people in the demographic that listen to this podcast or that are even clients of mine that actually pay us to do these kinds of things for them. And so when it comes to the reach, we basically set up a maximum recommended number of weekly posts. That's kind of the question I always get right is like, how many posts should I make per week or per month? And so we've broken it down here on a weekly basis. And then we also have given ranges between the content types. So image, carousel, reels, and stories. And for the people in the 0 to 5,000 category, the solo images nowadays recommended again for Facebook and Instagram is only 1 to 2 static images per week. And when it comes to the carousel images, we're going to be looking at 2 to 5 carousels a week. So again, those are going to be 3 to 10 images a piece. So you're going to actually still require some more photos there. It's on you guys to either listen to other episodes or to come up with what that content type can be. There's loads and loads of content out there, so you can check out competitors. When it comes to the reels, we're going to be looking at 1 to 5 reels per week. And so between those three categories, that reaches to the 9 to 14 actual posts per week. And then when it comes to the stories, we're looking at 30 to 40 stories per week. And so on the maximum number of weekly posts, again, that 9 to 14 range, that means basically 1 to 2 per week, as little as one per day, or 1 to 2 per day, and as little as one per day, and then every now and again, 2 per day. Or if you have the ability to put out that much content, you can hit all the way up to 2 per day. And again, so that's maximizing for reach. We're looking at 1 to 2 posts per day, mostly carousel and reels, and maybe 1 or 2 static images, and then 30 to 40 stories per week. And so you can spread that out however you like. The choice is obviously yours to go above and beyond that, but this is what we have seen and what all the sources out there have told us, that this is the way to maximize for reach. And so when it comes to engagement, the other half of that, which is a lot of honestly what a lot of us are wanting and needing, especially if we're not running paid ads, it's kind of hard to get our name out there. So we're trying to optimize for engagement. It's going to be less posts. And so if you listen to last episode, we talked about how the algorithm actually defines what those posts are going to be doing and everything. And we talked about edge rank entirely. And so this is going to play directly into that. And so if you listen to that episode, I'm sure this will make a lot of sense. But again, for the 0 to 5,000 follower range, same here for the solo images, only 1 to 2 per week. The carousel posts, we're actually reeling back. So it's only going to be 1 to 3 carousels per week. Again, 3 to 10 images. And then for the reels, 1 to 4 reels per week. If I had a choice, I would do more reels and less carousels if you have the ability. So maybe 1 image, 2 to 3 carousel posts, and then 3 or 4 stories. And for the maximum recommended weekly post for engagement, it's going to be 3 to 7 posts per week. And so, again, you hear me say this all the time, but we're trying to maximize the quality of the content. So we're not the quantity, but the quality. And so when it's less posts on a weekly basis, that actually allows us to do that. So I say this all the time. If we have the same amount of dedicated time on a weekly basis, if we have to pump out twice the amount of content in that same amount of time, it's going to be harder to do that. And typically over the course of time, the actual quality of those posts will start to degrade. And so same with the stories here. On a weekly basis, if you're trying just to maximize for engagement, we're looking at 20 to 35 stories per week. And so between the reach and the engagement, the big contrast there is the reach is almost double, basically. It's 9 to 14 per week on hard post, or 3 to 7 on the engagement side. So basically a third in the low range and only half on the upper range. And then kind of same with the stories here. We're looking at about double the stories if you're trying to maximize for reach, or about half of that for engagement. Again, 20 to 35 stories there. And I know I'm talking fast and going over this, but again, all of this is going to be listed in our blog and as a downloadable PDF. And it actually looks really nice. Our graphic designer, Callie, made this for us. And so if you would like this document, please go on there and grab it and print it off and give credit where it's due. Callie did an amazing job here. So if you want to give her a shout out in the comments, that'd be awesome. So that doesn't mean that we can't do a mix here. So for my business, for instance, on Instagram, we have about 1,850 followers. And on Facebook, we have about 950. So just under, just over half actually on Facebook. And so I may be wanting to maximize for engagement on Facebook or reach on Facebook or vice versa. And same with you. And you can actually do that for the hard post and for the stories kind of separately, right? So if I want to maximize my reach with my stories on Instagram, I might be posting in that 30 to 40 range. But if I want to maximize for my post on Instagram for engagement, I might be doing only 3 to 7 posts per week. And so you can kind of blend between there, not only just across the platforms, but actually across the content type as well. I wouldn't recommend splitting off the actual, we call them hard posts. So a static image, the carousel post, or the reels, I would keep those bundled together and then separate out stories if you're going to do that. So a lot of people, in my opinion, if we're smaller pages like myself even, we want to make sure that we're getting really good engagement so we get a high edge rank. Again, that's from last episode. And we still want new people to be able to come to the page and everything, so we might post a few more stories and kind of get up more toward the maximum reach on the story side. So that's the kind of the breakdown there. Again, this chart that I'm looking at here makes a lot of sense if you get a hold of this, and hopefully it will help you out. The other half of the chart, again, is talking about the actual type of post that needs to be going out. And when I say type, I mean content type, not just the actual like posting type, right? So don't get confused there. We've got, again, the entertainment, promotional, inspirational, and educational. And so when it comes to feeds and stories, this is broken down. I'm going to only go over feeds in this episode just for the sake of time, but stories is on here as well. So how you should spread out the actual content type across stories versus across your feed. And so let's just go ahead and act like we're going to be maximizing for engagement. So maybe one solo image, 2 to 3 carousel posts, and then like 2 to 4 reels per week. Well, it's like, so how do we spread out the entertainment, promotional, inspirational, and educational content between those content actual types, so the images and everything? And so they are recommending at the moment for entertainment, it should only be about 30% of the hard posts that you're putting onto the page. So if we're looking at 7 per week, it's going to be 2 to 3 are going to be on the entertainment side of things. For the promotional kind, so again, kind of promoting your products or services, it's 40%. So we're going to be looking at 2 to 3 to 4 there. Again, it just depends on how many you choose to have your maximum weekly on. For the inspirational, only 20%. So that might just be 1 or 2. And then for the educational, we're only looking at 10%. And so obviously 10% of 7 is 0.7. So that renders out a 1 for us. And as you go up or down the tiers based on page size and reach versus engagement, all of that's going to change. But ultimately, if you work backwards from using this sheet and this chart here, it's going to give you the number of posts that you should be making per week and also the types of content that you can be spreading out throughout that post. And if you really want to make it easy on yourself, it says, you know, 3 to 7 is for us in the 0 to 5,000 follower category to maximize for engagement, and reach is again 9 to 14 maximum. So if we round it up to 10, I'm kind of cheating here, but if we round it up to 10, that allows you to break down 10 posts and then be able to put 3 into the entertainment category, 4 into the promotional, 2 into inspirational, and then 1 finally into educational. And same for the stories here. Again, we're not going to go over that, but it also breaks down how to use those categories when it comes to the amount of stories that you're actually going to be posting as well. And the reason I make this episode again is because one of the number one things I get asked like all the time is, how do we get more followers to our page, or how many times a week should I be posting? I said that earlier. How many times a week should I be posting? And so this is finally something that you can actually use and print off and leave with your social media content manager, pass this over to your agency that you're using, or if you're the business owner and you're the one doing all the posts, or maybe you work for the business owner and you've been delegated to run the social media pages, this will hopefully be a good thing that you can kind of keep in your pocket. And you know, you can tell them like, this is a tried and true strategy. We've worked with hundreds of clients over the years, and this is not just some random put together thing. This is actually formulated. Again, I looked at many online sources as well, and that helped me articulate how to break down all of these categories. So short and sweet, like I said, guys, this one, it was purely for maximizing for reach and engagement, and giving you also ideas for how to spread out the content between the actual number of posts to make on a weekly basis. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, my name is Rich Hake with Alpha. If you have any questions about today's topic, or if you want me to talk more in depth about a different topic, let me know in the comments down here below or wherever you're watching this. You can DM us on Instagram at Let's Talk Social Pod, or you can send me an email directly at letstalksocialpodcast@gmail.com. We'll have another episode coming soon for you guys. Have a social day.